This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved two rail projects with an estimated cost of 6,798 crore rupees to provide connectivity, facilitate ease of travel and minimize logistics costs. The first project involves the doubling of 256 km of railway line from Narkatiyaganj to Raksol, Sitamarhi and Darbhanga and the Sitamarhi-Muzaffarpur section. This project will strengthen connectivity to Nepal, northeast India and border areas by facilitating the movement of passenger trains alongside goods trains. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the importance of project in Bihar. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the CCEA has given its nod to a new railway line for Amravati, which is the new capital city of Andhra Pradesh. He said a new railway line will be constructed between Yerupalem and Namburu via Amravati, covering 57 kilometers. He informed that estimated cost of this project is 2,245 crore rupees and will provide direct rail connectivity to Hyderabad, Chennai and Kolkata. The projects will improve logistical efficiency by connecting unconnected areas, increasing existing line capacity and enhancing transportation networks, resulting in streamlined supply chains and accelerated economic growth. Hyundai Motor Group Executive Chair Yun Sun Chong met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi on 21st of this month. Responding to a post by Hyundai's India handle on X, Mr. Modi remarked that India is indeed the ideal place to invest in. He expressed happiness to see Hyundai's enthusiasm towards the plant in Pune. He added that Maharashtra is India's economic powerhouse and big investments like this will greatly benefit the people of the state. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz arrived in New Delhi tonight on a three-day visit to India for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the Intergovernmental Consultations tomorrow. The IGC is the whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Chief Justice of India Dr. D.Y. Chandrachur has stated that over the past 75 years, the Supreme Court has evolved into a true people's court. He emphasized that this unique perspective, where the apex court serves as a court for the people, has not been replicated anywhere else in the world. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, marking the 75th anniversary of the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice shared his insights on various topics, including his fond memories as a presenter at All India Radio. Brigadier retired R. Vinayak has said that the implementation of One Rank, One Pension, OROP, and the subsequent 5-yearly revisions has significantly impacted the lives of retired armed forces personnel. The Government of India took the historic decision to implement OROP by issuing an order on November 2015 and its benefits became effective from 1st July 2014. He added an implementation of OROP, the pension of pre-2013 pensioners was upgraded to average pension of the corresponding rank and length of service of those who retired in the calendar year 2013. The severe cyclone Dana formed over the east central Bay of Bengal is heading towards Odisha coast and is set to make landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra after a few hours from now. The track of the cyclone may slightly recurve to the west-southwest after the landfall. The wind speed of Dana during the 5 to 6 hours of landfall process will be about 120 to 125 km per hour with widespread impact in Kendrapara, Bhadrak, Jagatsinghpur, Balasore and Jajpur districts of Odisha. Under the impact of Dana, heavy rainfalls and high tides in the sea are expected to bring down trees, electric poles and thatched houses. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah discussed the preparedness of the Odisha government to tackle severe cyclone Dana over phone with Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi. Both the leaders assured Mr. Majhi of all support from the centre to Odisha to face and tackle the damages by Dana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.